This podcast contains explicit language. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome, lords, welcome, ladies, to Throne Zone Episode 8. And as along with the Phoenix and the Butcher, and the end has finally come. Season 7 reached its epic conclusion this week, and Game of Thrones has vanished until further notice. So, let's go out in a blaze of blue ice fire. Gentlemen, how are we?
Broken.
Broken? Broken worse than the wall?
Broken. Fucking broken. Broken.
Broken, yeah.
I mean, I'm watching it at the same time as you. Poor Phoenix was 2 days too late to the party. Mm. But that wasn't his fault, you know? But I'm watching it at the same time as you. And I'm messaging away at every fucking point to you. And I'm like, yeah. It's not fucking answering. It's not fucking answering. What, yeah. Why wouldn't he answer? He doesn't want to talk to me.
For some reason, all my social media had logged out on Sunday night. And when I looked at it the next morning, it was just, what the fuck? What the fuck? Fuck.
I can't watch this on my own. I really can't watch this on my own. What's he doing? Every point was like a wow moment, a oh shit moment. And he wasn't answering back. I was like, fucking hell. He better not have fallen asleep.
I was waiting to fly in on my dragon later on.
I don't think he was falling asleep. I think he's just too busy doing this.
Yeah. I know I was.
Well, we kicked off with a lot of reunions on the road to the Dragon Pit. Nice little moment between Bronn and Tyrion.
Every reunion possible.
Yeah, every reunion possible.
I've missed you.
I've missed you too.
Jeremy, I've missed you too.
And it was kind of nice to see the Hound and Brienne getting along.
Oh, yes, wasn't it just?
Hey? She left him for dead last time she saw him, but they're getting along now.
Did you see the glimmer in her eyes? It was almost like, I'm really glad I didn't kill you.
Yeah.
You are a sweet
but, you know. But he's not too sweet with a Lannister guard. What's in there? Fuck off. No. For someone who served the Lannisters, he's not very friendly with them.
I was waiting for him to pull along
with the goddamn cunt. He's saving his cunts.
Oh, that, I tell you, I marked out. I've never marked out. Do you know what I mean? That was just that face off was the greatest thing I have seen in Game of. That is my favourite moment in Game of Thrones.
And obviously the Hound.
Because I've been waiting
person,
for it.
He's the only person I've seen the Hound who isn't afraid of the mountain. Especially after his zombification. Just walk straight up to him. You're an ugly cunt.
I just want to remind everyone of when Dean Ambrose just walked up to Brock Lesnar like last year.
you know he's going to get flung around like a rag doll, like. But it's the ultimate badass from the first two seasons, isn't it? You don't really see the mountain. Do you know what I mean? You hear of it. Because obviously, he was the main fucking badass, isn't he? That fucking just rapes and pillages villages and shit. But you don't really lay eyes on him, do you? Probably.
No, the most we'd seen
of him. But the Hound stood out from day one.
Yeah, the most we'd seen of him before that trial of combat was cutting a horse's head off and having a fight with a Hound.
And it was just the fact that, you know, he walks up and he just walks straight up to him and just fucking looks up at him and just goes, "You're uglier than me."
You've always known he's
crazy. And it's great. He dropped the C-bomb.
Yep.
And he just told him how it was. "I'm going to fucking kill you." And walked off with a smile on his face, almost doing a skipping like a...
But first, I'm going to grab this box and carry it with a dead guy inside.
Well, I woke me missus up, because I was also jacked up on rum. Do you know what I mean? Me and rum. Rum doesn't get me pissed, it just makes me noisy. So, at that point, my missus is in bed asleep. You know what I mean? It's about what? Would you say 2:15 in the morning at that point?
Yeah.
And it was just like, you know, like back in the olden days when you had like a joust off and you had like a bunch of people sitting in the front row and they go, "Hooray!" That's what it was. Well, yes! And all I heard upstairs was bang, 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 damn it! I'm trying to sleep! Oh, shit. 10 minutes later, "Hooray!" I have a door to tell you, honestly, it kicked my season off and it was at the end of the season. Because I've been waiting for it. That's all I've been talking about all season. Now, mountain.
It was a tense scene. We had all these major characters together for the first time. It's the first time we've seen Daenerys and Cersei.
Yeah, you were waiting for a fucking big ruckus, weren't you?
Yeah, and they showed like a eye contact between Tyrion and Cersei and Euron and Theon.
Oh, that was cracking. That was cracky, you know what I mean? When she's just freaking going off on one. And he just starts freaking ranting away and she basically tells him how it is.
Yeah. Tyrion gets up to speak and Euron just shouts, "Oi, Theon, I've got your sister." And Tyrion just like, "Who the fuck are you?" "I'm trying to talk, yeah, shut up."
"Do you know who I am?" "Listen, I'm not in the best of mood. I have to walk thousands of steps. I've drunk so much wine. And who are you? I've never seen this guy. Who is he?" "How much gold for his sister?"
Yeah.
"I'll get you a castle."
But honestly, when the white came out, at first, I thought it was missing.
I thought someone had switched the boxes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I thought,
open the box, nothing happens. And the hound just kicks it over.
Who sabotaged it? That's what I was thinking. Who is the snidey one?
But once again, he didn't really act as an adult when he like knocked on the thing to wake the wife up on the way there.
He can't help himself, can he?
No.
The hound can't help himself. And then he just kicks it over. It's the first time we've seen Cersei scared. When that white ran straight up into her face.
Well... Oh yeah, she. Well, no one believed it, did they? No one believed it, and it's just, and it was just even Euron. He was like, "Oh well, fuck this, I'm going to my island."
Or so we thought.
Yeah.
Snidey little bastard. But one of the best scenes of the series, I gotta say, is Tyrion and Cersei's amazing scene together. Back in her chambers.
It was good, wasn't it?
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Like every moment of that scene, I thought Tyrion's going to die. He's finally going to die.
He even fucking fronts up to the mountain.
Yeah.
Go on then. Yeah. Kill me. Kill me now.
He wasn't the only one to do it either.
No.
Yeah. And then when she's not going to kill him, go and grab the wine.
Yeah, that's what the first thing he does, man. He walks up and goes, "Oh, memories.
And fuck for that
memories.
Wine. I'm alive. And there's wine."
It was good, wasn't it?
Last time I was here.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just that moment when he said about the children, "You know I love them." You know, and you almost seen a humane face in Cersei. So say, yeah, he did.
I think it was definitely the, maybe not the best, but the definitely comes a close second to when he was on trial for Joffrey's murder. Because I demand a trial by combat.
Yeah.
No one, does powerful speeches in Game of Thrones like Tyrion.
Oh, no. Fuck no.
But the devious bastards, Game of Thrones, they cut just at the moment when he goes, "You're pregnant." And then the next minute, he's managed to talk her into coming back out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of theories floating around now about how he convinced her to well, she didn't change her mind anyway. She was bluffing again. But there's a lot of theories talking about what Tyrion promised her. Or what sort of deal he made with her.
I'm not going to read any of these theories. I refuse to be drawn into it. Because I like to think that anything that we've said on this show, I would still like to play. They're the ones I want to. But I don't believe in these fucking theories. Sure, if she's pregnant, she's going to come out and it's going to be deformed like to fucking shut up. Do you know what I mean?
There's the code at the turn when the prophecy, that prophecy goes out the window.
Yeah, yeah. It's just mind-boggling that, you know, some of these theories coming out are just based. It's based on nonsense. You know, it is. It's based on nonsense, and I don't see that. I don't see the sense in any of it, to be honest with you. But you know, we have seen the last freaking four episodes, Tyrion showing weakness.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Almost like you can't hurt my family. You know.
The one I did see
been
that
on fire with Daenerys for the past while, so that's probably knocked his confidence a bit.
Yeah, well, he hasn't really delivered on his plans with Daenerys, has he? The one I did see that I don't really want to believe, but kind of could be true, was that, you know, he's been obsessed with who's going to take the throne after Daenerys because she apparently can't have kids. And then he finds out his sister's pregnant. The one that I did see is that he promised her that her child will inherit the throne, but obviously that means she's got to give birth, which means she's got to survive the White Walkers. Which
I read that one that I basically put out to you lot. You know, the one I sent you, Daz, I sent you that big thing of freaking theories. And there was one in there, obviously, about Tyrion being the Dragon Rider.
Yeah.
And being related to Jon. But obviously it was that standoff at the end, wasn't it? You know what I mean? And I was like, what the... Yeah. Why does he look so fucked off?
Yeah, and that fits into it.
Exact. That's for me. I was like, whoa.
Although I did realise something this morning. Jon, Daenerys and Tyrion all were born when their mother died in childbirth. Lyanna died, Tyrion's mum died, Daenerys' mum died giving birth to him. They all died giving birth to those three.
Wow.
As far as I know, no one else has been mentioned of dying in childbirth in Game of Thrones.
I didn't know Daenerys' mum died in childbirth.
I didn't tell this morning. They might have mentioned it, but I missed it. But I looked it all up this morning.
And then there was also that thing about is obviously the this relationship obviously with the White Walker.
Yeah.
White. I can't say White Walker. is he Targaryen?
Never know, because we never knew his mother.
You never know, do you? That's what I mean. You don't know, do you? That's what I'm saying. People are like, obviously, because he's on a dragon, the dragon's dead. He's got no ties to it now. It doesn't matter whether he's Targaryen or not.
I hate that. I've seen that all week. How can a Night King control a dragon if he's
outside? Yeah, fuck off, man. He's a Night King.
He controls everything that's dead.
Everything.
Simple.
Everything. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There is no fucking, you know, boundaries. And then there's that theory about the three-headed dragon, isn't there?
Yeah.
The three-headed dragon being obviously representing the three heads and the three children, you know? And then obviously you've got John's name has changed, isn't it? It's not John.
No, it's Aegon.
Was it? Aegon, yeah.
Yeah, same name as his brother.
The two heads are John. I can't remember who the fuck another one was. But would have been his brother, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Who died.
His siblings would have been Aegon and...
Yeah.
Rhaella, is it?
Exactly, yeah. And they were the three heads of the dragon. That's what people are linking it to. And I'm like, I don't really understand that.
Two of them are dead, so that's gone out the window anyway.
Yeah, so that's gone out the window. You know. Theories.
Game of Fear.
Theories, to be honest, you've probably been the worst part of this fucking program, because you hear that many fucking different adaptions to the same theory, but someone, just because there's a shit ton of characters in a fucking series, everyone has to go, oh, yeah, well, you know, what if?
I mean, we've had our own theories on here, but
hey,
we don't...
if my auntie had balls, she'd be me fucking uncle. You know? And that's fact. That's fact. If my auntie had balls, she would be my uncle.
Speaking of balls, Fionn found some this week.
Oh, yes. Oh, reek.
And it took getting kicked in his non-existent balls to win the fight against Harag.
That was crack.
I had to look up his name as well. Ironic. The guy he thought was... his name was Harag.
That was brilliant.
That he had to find a set of balls by getting kicked in his non-existent ones.
Yeah. Surely you still feel a bit of pain, no? I mean, there's still a hole there.
I thought that was cracking. I did that.
Yeah, getting kneed in the balls repeatedly and like... just smiling.
Oh, that was brilliant. But he has. He's found his nuts. He hasn't really, but he has.
Question now is, can he find his sister?
I'm actually quite glad he didn't fight Euron, because Euron would have killed him.
Oh, yeah, Euron would have... Well, he already got two holes. He would have ripped him a third hole. I'm not sure how I feel that we only saw Yara in two episodes this season. As soon as Euron took her, we hadn't seen her since.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other one. What's her name?
Oh,
Martell.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Seen her either. Gone.
No, I mean, well, I guess we're left to assume she really did just die a slow death watching her daughter get poisoned. We haven't seen them since then, so they must have done.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's just the way they... Some of the things they've done in the series have been like that, haven't they?
Yeah.
Give you the old, did it happen, didn't it, type of thing. Mm.
Although there is a thing with Game of Thrones that usually says if you don't see them actually physically die on screen, they're not dead.
Yeah.
Like with a hound. And maybe another character.
Like you said, Cersei did make it known that it wasn't going to be a big thing. Mm. You know, her greatest pain would be watching her daughter die. Do you know what I mean? So maybe that is it. Do you know? Maybe we're reading too much into it, or maybe she's just been boned to death by the mountain. which would be a death. You know, a great death in itself.
Oh, yeah, just ask a nun.
Yeah.
Shame.
Shame.
She sure as hell got her bell rung by the mountain.
Oh. Ding, ding.
Now, one of the most satisfying death scenes of Game of Thrones came up in the finale this week, and it was a brilliant swerve when the Stark sisters got one over on Littlefinger. Honestly, for a moment, you thought Arya was going to die. Littlefinger's won.
Mm.
And then it's just, how'd you answer these charges?
Lord Baelish. One of them was going to die anyway.
Well, he was brilliant, though, the way she just turned to him and goes, Lord Baelish. And he suddenly wakes up, what?
What's going on here?
Look, do you know what? I was all the way through, I was waiting for that waif. Because even though I didn't want to believe it, I thought it would be a fucking twist in itself. But for him to think that Arya is dead and Arya not be dead.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, almost like that doppelganger effect. Do you know what I mean? Because he did ask for the list or the, do you know what I mean? The evidence of her list. So he knew who was on it, but not in great detail. So by basically doing things the opposite way, do you know what I mean? Speaking to people of this list, it wasn't, and that's where the way I was looking, I was thinking, if he lies a little bit, then he's going to cause Arya a situation in itself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, they haven't really had that final face-off to a degree. I don't know. Is he doing her bidding for it? I'm still on the fence with it.
Nah, I was pretty convinced a couple of weeks ago that it's Aria and there's nothing else about it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially this week, that was probably the most human Aria we've seen when she was talking to Sansa after.
Yeah.
It was like all that coldness has gone.
I think that's the bit that kind of made my mind up that it wasn't. But all the way through, do you know what I mean? Even that just the bit when she kills him.
Yeah.
I just thought, fuck hell, she walks up, walks straight back and just stands there. I was thinking, wow. Wow. Wow.
Wasn't the little finger on her left as well?
Yeah,
well, that's what I always thought, yeah. Because obviously, just did down to the brand thing.
Yeah, if he wasn't before, he definitely was when she found out he betrayed Ned.
You know? It's just,
Bran is a perfect witness, isn't he, to having any trial. None of you were there. Well, you held a knife to his throat, you said this.
He knows about Jaime, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He knows Jaime pushed him, but then he still knows about, obviously, Jaime and Cersei. So, obviously, I don't know how quick, if the birth goes as quick as this series has gone, she'll be born by fucking, he or she'll be born by fucking, if she's pregnant. I'd be born by fucking episode 2.
Wouldn't she have started the show by the series finale?
I read a theory that basically someone had fucking decided to release this fucking thing, and I thought, I didn't read it to start with, but I read it actually yesterday. And someone had basically released the final script, the final plot for the final series, right? And there was a thing in it that basically stated about Cersei being found bleeding. Fuck off. Where the fuck did you come up with that one, bollocks? So this script that was released, you know, that was fact, that, all right, there was a few things on it that kind of, they didn't happen as in they happened, do you know what I mean? But they were as close to. So all I can think of, it was a script that never got finalized. I do believe I believe the truth in it, because there are things quite close. There's definitely one thing that happened that was in it. Do you know what I mean? And that was why did they do it? Poor Bran. You know. But as far as Cersei being found in her bed in a pool of blood, no, it didn't really happen, did it? What can you say? You know, it's just like I say, it's another one. It's just theories on theories. But, you know, going back to, obviously, Littlefinger, oh, fucking hell, I was so happy.
Yeah, and the way he had one last little desperate act of squirming, like trying to get out of it.
Oh, he was a fanny, wasn't he?
Take me back to the Eerie. I think not. I loved your mother, but you betrayed her. I loved you.
I love you. I loved you. So obviously now Arya is basically Sansa's protector.
Well, you can't ask for a better one, can you?
You know?
Even Brienne said to the Hound, the only person he's protecting is the one that gets in her way.
Yeah.
Won't be me.
Well, they better be prepared.
Yeah, she must have crossed him off her list. I think if he was still on her list, she would have made sure he was dead.
I see. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. Honestly, I'm not finalizing on that. Is Arya Stark? I'm not. I can't. Because it's just there was too many things, right, that I watched back after. You go back to the bit where she's pushed off the bridge, bleeding out, right? She fuck up, right? Then go back to the bit when she's at the gates with the guards. Please tell me where her satchel is, her bag.
No, she probably left it on her horse.
What horse?
She rode a horse too there. She just didn't take it to the gate.
You never these are things that make me think. I analyse the shit out of it. Maybe I shouldn't. But I'm looking at things like, I'm not going to fucking the whole thing. She walks in to the castle. You never see the horse again. You never see her carrying anything. Do you know what I mean? It's like, and then all of a sudden there's a satchel. And then there's two faces in the satchel. I mean, I like you seeing the build up to her taking out people, but you're in the first episode and stuff like that. And they're the faces.
Yeah. The stables are right outside the gate of Winterfell. Literally on the left-hand side of the gate, there's the stables.
Yeah. But as I once said, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't. I'm still on the fence, and until the day comes when I hear that final and it's all happy ending, no, I won't believe it. Arya Stark is a character in herself, and she's messed me up.
She messed us all up.
She fucking ruined me. I don't know how a child can just have no feelings at all. All right, she's seen a load of shit, but she's messed up.
Seen some things, man.
And I just choose the way she just, you know what I mean? The way she just walks up and slits his throat and just, there's nothing there.
No, it was all part of that training, wasn't it? Just take all your emotions out of it.
Not kick me in the belly and go, it was your fault my dad died. Do you know what I mean? See? She just stands there with her hands behind her back with. She's something else.
And we've got something else to talk about after this final break of the series. When we come back, we'll be talking about Jaime and Cersei's final face-off, plus a little bit of Samwell Tarly. Nice to see you. We'll be right back after this.
Baby hits 88 miles per hour. They're gonna see some serious shit.
Welcome back to Throne Zone. So, let's just get back to the Lannisters before we go up north again. Jaime and Cersei had one final face-off. She told him that she was lying again, that she had no intention of marching north. And all about he's there making plans, bless him. Like, we're going to go this way, we're going to do this.
He knew she was going to use a different tactic.
I don't trust her. I don't trust her one little bit. I knew she was... Like, well, I didn't know, but I had a feeling she was bullshitting. But she's so cold towards Jaime now. Actually, this whole
season. She's dead, man.
Yeah, not even.
She's as dead as the mountain.
Even before she found out that he'd met with Tyrion, she was so cold and heartless towards him. And this is supposed to be her twin brother who she's fucked for all these years and loved.
That's what happens, see? It's what happens.
Incest fucks you up. John!
Once you go family, you never go back.
But for a split second, I actually thought the mountain was going to kill Jaime. And he's just like, nah, you're bluffing. Walks off. Phoenix, exactly, phone. Yeah.
I don't know how you heard that. It was on my leg.
I don't know how I heard it. Christ, man, your headphones vibrated.
My
I barely heard it.
My headphones shook more than the wall.
See? Phoenix and his fucking phone.
There's no phones in Westeros. There's just very, very fast ravens.
No phones. No phones in Westeros. Fast ravens, yes. Fast ravens and Sam.
So, to be fair, this breakup between Jaime and Cersei has been building up for the whole season.
It has. You can definitely see it. I mean, Jaime just wants an end to it all, doesn't he? You can see it. He loves his family and he loves what they stand for. as a family. But he's in touch with reality, where Cersei just lost the plot.
Yeah, exactly. He's
she's lost the plot. He knows what the reality is. He's seen fucking dragons.
This has got to be leading to that final part of the prophecy as well.
Well, you've got to remember, the Lannister army is the biggest fucking army. Biggest army. You know what I mean? They're not to be defeated. And he's watched his army just diminish.
Well, biggest living army.
You know? Well, yeah. Yeah, but the reality is, his army will become that army.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? That's the reality. He's witnessed what the dragons have done. And it's been coming since he bumped into Brienne, hasn't it?
Yeah, since you know, he flipped that switch
since
and
he lost
into
his
a
hand
good guy
and stuff like that, and you know, and then that obviously that fucking face off with Brienne on the way back when she just grabs him. And she says to him, do
"Don't
you know
be
what
a
I
pussy.
Mean? Don't be a pussy. This isn't about freaking, you know, this and that, man. It's, and it was just like, I remember I was watching that, and I tell you honestly, I became very numb in that bit with the mountain when Cersei says, what I told you, nobody walks away from me. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, no, no, this will end me. And I would have been sincerely, absolutely mortified if she'd have done that.
It was strange.
I really would have been gutted.
In the same episode, both her brothers were threatened by the mountain and they both just went, go on in. Tell him.
Yeah. Because I think it would have been away from me, because Brienne loves him. You can see it. You can really see it. And I thought, double team effort, tag team, handicap match, Hound and Brienne against the mountain. Yes! Have it.
Oh, we've got a love rectangle now with Jamie, Tormund, Brienne, and the Hound.
Fucking hell. she's gonna get banged. Silly.
Yes, I mentioned Tormund. We will speak about him in a minute. Before we get to Tormund, Sam knocked on the door, walks in. Nice little visit from Sam. He's such a nice character, isn't he?
Such a nice guy. He's almost like Sam. A Neville Longsbottom. That's exactly who he looks. I tell you, everything about him, his mannerisms and everything is Neville.
Yes.
Yeah, he kind of in a big way.
He's going to develop to be like a side hero, if you will, in the final season.
Well, you just look at the evolution of his character in the old thing, you know what I mean? Where he's come from.
Yeah.
He's come from being a guy scared of his own shadow to basically being taken under going under John's wing. To basically then having to stand for himself and go on that big journey.
Shoveling shit.
It's such an evolution of a character, you know what I mean? Shoveling shit and doing photocopies and peeling skin off men.
He proved this week that even when it seems like we're not listening, he did actually listen to Gilly.
Uh-huh.
You know, when she was talking about Rhaegar and the book and he just dismissed it, he was actually listening. He remembered. Bran just gets weirder and weirder. There's just no life in what he says.
A part of me just wants to slit his throat.
But he's very useful.
It's just... Yes. But I just don't trust him.
It was quite funny though when he's going. So John's still a bastard, but he's got a different surname. And Sam's like, no, they got married. Now he's a free-eyed raven, bitch.
Well, she's telling on about the Lord of Light. The Lord of Light. Everyone assumes is this guy that this Lord that is good. He's like Ares. He's a god of war. Do you know what I mean? In all honesty, Ares, the god of war for Ares was to basically get rid of everything and have his own world. Do you know what I mean?
Which is effectively what the Night King seems to want to do.
That's exactly. But who is the Lord of Light? What?
According to the Hound, he's a cunt.
Exactly. I mean, he served for a load of lords. So see why this one will be
really
any different.
Anyone out really, does it?
No.
You know, I was thinking myself, could it be Bran? Could it be? Because, I mean, they've got these philosophies that it's the Night King, and obviously, yes, he could walk into the you know, Night King and stuff like that.
Or could but he?
Wouldn't that be too simple? Wouldn't it be too simple?
Yeah,
or is he controlling the Night King with his thought process? Because he always looks just empty.
I don't think he could walk into the Night King, because every time he walks into...
It was anywhere near
the
him,
Raven,
yeah.
Yeah, he spots him straight away. Even before he touched him, he knew he was there. He could see him. Which is why he touched him. Show us, Bran. Show us where the Night King touched you on the doll. Sorry. That just came into my head. I think the voiceover from Bran explaining who Jon is made the whole sex scene even more uncomfortable.
Ah, it ruined me.
Yeah.
It's just, he looked, do you know what I mean? There was a certain sense of kind of regretting even watching, wasn't it? It was like, oh, I was like, no.
Yeah. It made you feel sick even more with Bran going, he loved her. And she, stop it, Bran. Stop it, John. Stop it, John.
John, don't. Don't go in that room. Like, Bran, just go there. Make a noise or something. Tap on the floor.
This is what annoyed me this week. If Bran can see everything, he obviously knows that they're related. Like, he's known it since the end of last season. Why didn't he say something to John sooner? Like, don't have sex with her.
The bit where he's seen in the castle was at the foot of the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't want to put it in a Raven, you know, your nephew or whatever, all he has to say is, don't have sex with her. I got something important
to
tell
you. How much more does he know? This is what I'm thinking. The dragons.
We've always assumed he knows everything.
We've got to know that the ice dragons just practically destroyed the wall.
Yeah, he walked into the ravens that were flying over it.
What could he have prevented? This is what I'm saying. It's not. Oh, see, we're getting carried away. We're getting overexcited and we've got a long wait. But who is he? Because he isn't that little boy that did that, you know what I mean? Traveled all that distance to get to that freaking tree anymore. He's gone. He's a carcass. There is something else in him, or do you know what I mean, that isn't him. And I really honestly, just the connection with his sisters, he knows something's big's going to happen.
Yeah, every single trace of little Bran Stark is gone.
Yeah, it's gone. It has gone. You know what I mean? Just giving. You know what I mean? That thing with obviously the Littlefinger scenario and stuff like that. He knew.
The weird thing is that even the old Three-Eyed Raven didn't act this weird. Like, he knew everything as well, but he wasn't this cold or lifeless.
There's less emotion in him now than there's been in Arya over the last few episodes.
I've seen more emotion on Kristen Stewart's face than I have on Bran's.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Another thing.
Do you know what I mean? If you're going to compare someone to no emotion, you definitely got to have... And the title for the most unemotional person in the world! She's got to be in it.
Another thing that's bugged me is that how does Bran get around? Because every time he's like, he's in the thing with in the demons or whatever in front of the fire, he's in a room on his own.
He probably walks into a raven to push his wheelchair.
He's outside the tree on his own. You know.
Well, we know wheelchairs can be maneuvered by the person sitting in them, but that's a very heavy chair. And it's a very early concept of a wheelchair. It's probably the first ever concept of a wheelchair. So yeah, as we said, he walked into the ravens, which then flew over the wall, which then saw the destruction. And it was actually quite a chilling moment when Tormund's looking down and you just see him creeping out the trees. He didn't even look concerned, he looked pissed off.
Oh yeah. 100%.
No, I would have been concerned.
That
was such an eerie moment, that.
It was creepy as hell, wasn't it?
It was just like, the weird thing was, it's just kind of like, we've been speaking about this, you know, about the wall and the walkers walking on the wall. I was like, yeah, bollocks, you know. And you were waiting for that dragon all the way through it. And then it so happens that the final scene, you know, it's kind of like, I knew. And they just stood there a long way down, innit? And then all of a sudden you just see that the horse come out, and then and I'm just come out of the tree line, and you're just like, oh, fucking hell. And then you just heard that noise of the dragon.
The way it was shot, it was almost just, like the trees were just peeling away.
Yeah, yeah. And you just seen that. Like you said, the look in his eye, it was just fear. It was like, oh, God. There's no one here. Where's the freaking dragons? Where's the dragons?
Oh, there's one. Oh,
call the blonde tap. Call the blonde tap back.
Where's the big woman? It's painful to see Viserion like that, but it's also pretty fucking cool.
Oh, it was cool.
He turned into Godzilla. Fucking atomic breath.
You just see, obviously, the fact that obviously he was dead as well. You could see it in his wings. His wings had all like holes and.
Mm.
Yeah, it was pretty damn cool.
I've seen people saying, "Why has he got holes in his wings? He died in,
he's dead. Things rot when you die.
Yeah, decay. You morons."
There was a big question about whether Tormund or Beric survived, because I don't think many people noticed that they didn't run down the wall, they ran along the top of the wall. And if you see Tormund, the very last time you see Tormund is when he's looking down as the wall's collapsing in front of him.
Yeah, I've never seen him, because you see them both together there, and then he shouts, run, and then it's just like, you see that one guy behind him, but you know it's not him.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no.
Because,
no.
They're not just going to kill off Tormund in an avalanche where you don't see him die.
He doesn't want to die like that.
He wants to die on Brienne.
And two freaking giants.
And, yeah, where the hell to get them giants from?
Two. Only seen one in Bran's obviously, vision.
Yeah.
But when you cut to that certain clip where it's just like, it's kind of a pause moment because you can miss it.
Mm. Now
it's a pause moment. That's exactly what I did, and I just went one, fucking two.
That vision of Bran's that he had in the first episode, we couldn't.
Where's Ramsay's castle?
I'm sure I saw a second guy, and you know, in the first episode where it just cut to the
in that vision, yeah.
Thing, and you see one. I'm sure there was at least another one in the background.
Where's Ramsay's castle?
Ramsay.
Yeah.
In the north, obviously. Hold on. Oh no, one died in castle in Winterfell. So obviously Jon was there. He would have burned the body.
They haven't got there. Yeah.
Now Bran's vision in the first episode, we couldn't really tell if that was north of the wall or south of the wall. So we don't know if Bran knew whether they'd already passed the wall in that vision.
Hmm.
We definitely know they passed it this time.
Oh, he does now, yeah. And if Tormund doesn't send a raven to Jon, Bran will tell him.
I'm thinking, wouldn't Winterfell be the first stop for them?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a massacre.
Arya, Sansa, run.
Yeah, that's what I said. The fight's coming.
But Jon and Daenerys are on their way to Winterfell as well. And Tyrion.
Who gets there first?
That whole Queen's Council is on a ship right now on the way to Winterfell.
Kick it off.
It's all kicking off.
But Jamie's on his way.
We don't really know where Jamie's going. He's just riding north. He could end up right just in the crossfire.
He's just a year old. Hey, I got gold. I want a place on your ship. Followed by Bram. Don't leave me, you bastard. You still owe me money. I saved your life.
That'd be quite funny if the opening scene of season 8 is Jamie just collapsing from the cold and then Bronn comes up. You still owe me a castle, you cunt. You're not dying yet.
Yeah. Not dying yet. I told you.
Like I said, you're not. You don't get to kill you.
Only I get to kill you.
Yeah. Yes.
So, what next? We now.
It was a generous episode, wasn't it? It was a generous episode in, you know, in content. As such,
yeah, we had quite a lot.
I'm very, I'm happy with the finale. I'm not disappointed in any way. I just hope they don't freaking open it up on the freaking episode one and just have like freaking six main characters killed off in freaking the first like freaking 20 minutes.
Wow, it's only six episodes next season.
It is only six, but we gotta wait till 2019.
Yeah, you fuckers. Hopefully, we're having a longer runtime as well, though.
That's too long to wait.
Do you think they waited till 2019 because they had a conversation with Bran and he said, "You're gonna want to wait. The winter's coming late in 2018."
I thought they'd already filmed some of the episodes.
No, they
filmed they didn't do anything. No. I'd rather they'd fucking done that. I'd rather they'd done the first two. Clearly not.
Although,
I'll wait till 2019 for the next season. That's too long.
It's kind of fitting in a way because the pilot started shooting in 2009. Oh, but HBO weren't happy and then they had a reshot.
10-year thing.
Yeah. Although it didn't come out till 2011, the first series, because they had to reshoot it in 2010.
I suppose it'd be a good thing for a box set as well, a 10-year anniversary edition.
Yeah,
you know, probably that's kind of a milestone, really, isn't it, in terms of filming and TV series and stuff like that. I mean, take into consideration they had their obviously wasn't it the they had that strike on as well, didn't they? Which kind of messed TV up for a bit, like. But
have to go over the the colleagues and security and stuff to make sure no episodes get leaked again.
Yeah, well, HBO, you've got a year and a half to up your fucking security.
They need to sort that, man. I'm sick to death of freaking, crapping it, man. It's a TV show, man. I'm not supposed to shit it freaking going onto social media just in case some fucking bell ends fucking leaked.
Yeah, because they want a payday and they're too lazy to go get a real job.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
For such a great season, it was almost ruined by so many leaks this year.
Yeah.
So HBO seriously needs to stop sending early episodes to fucking Spain.
Yeah.
What a stupid thing to do.
Everyone should be dealt the same hand on the same day.
Yeah.
Fucking Spain. What has Spain done to be fucking well deserved?
Whoever's the head producer on HBO Spain, sack him.
Exactly. I say sack him. Pedro, you fucking sack. Pedro, Sergi, Fernando, anyone else got any Spanish names? Santi, Fernando, whatever, you're sacked. Yeah. Like a knock. Step into my office. Why? Because you're fucking fired. You know? I'm gonna be gutted waiting until 2019. But, I think I can... I can manage it because it's kind of. I know I'm not going to be disappointed.
We've got plenty of time to go back and watch the first seven seasons now, haven't we?
Well, that's exactly what I plan on doing. That's exactly what I plan on doing. It's fitting.
One final note. Go on.
I was just going to say, I don't know whether it's to get the box sets one at a time or wait for them all to come out and get the whole box set as a one.
I'm waiting for them all, because they're always on Sky Atlantic anyway.
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm waiting for the big box set. Maybe they'll bring it out in some commemorative case or... Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
I'm not doing a James Bond. Fucking hell. Oh, I'll go buy the big fucking box set this year. Oh, yeah. Hey, hang on. Be careful. There's a new film. No, they're not. They're not bringing a new film out. You buy it. And then a new film comes out. You're like, fucking hell.
Remember the VHS sets, the first 20 films, you all had faces on the side.
I bought one.
Right, we're rebooting it now. You fucking what?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I did. I thought, oh, fucking brilliant. Fuck you, Daniel Craig.
So one final note, we said that the first episode that was leaked entirely, the one, I think it was Eastwatch, or no, Beyond the Wall, was the highest rated episode ever. The finale... Yeah.
Smashed it.
Oh, it's absolutely blew it out the water. That leaked episode got 10 million something. This finale got 16.5 million.
All I'm gonna say is, Mr. Writer, sir, you need to pull your finger out and get some more books out. I know you've got one due. He's got one due out. I think it isn't it. They teased it for end of this year. I can't see that personally.
Nah, it'll be out next year to fill the gap between seasons.
And this is why I say I'm being funny. If it's a book of conclusion, then we're not done with Game of Thrones. This is what I say. We're not done. We're not going to see a spin-off, because this is the way I've looked into it. You know, it seems very much like this new series of books he's doing is not a new story.
No, it's the same story continuing from his perspective.
Exactly. So we're not going to see any fucking... We might see a spin-off show until, you know, we kind of continue the journey. So you still got, even when you finish the next season, you still got to go in the back of your head going, it's not fucking finished, yeah?
Yeah, because we've still got some plot lines that weren't included in the show. There's some characters that have already died in the books that are still alive in the show.
Yeah.
There are some differences.
Yeah, there always is.
There's probably a lot more differences than not.
Yeah. Like, which is good, right? For example, Catelyn was brought back to life in the books as Lady Stoneheart. Yeah. They never
it's good writing.
Yeah, and they never even acknowledged that storyline in the show. So there you go. A lot of differences. Well, that is the end of the show and the end of the series. Thank you for joining us. Feel free to like and follow us, and make sure you join us again when Thrones season kicks off again. You can find my Bannermen on social media. They are The Phoenix at...
The Phoenix 626.
And you can find The Butcher at...
Get me at 69 Butcher.
And you can find me at Dazzy Brand and at Dazzy MWP. You can, of course, send us a raven at ThroneZoneUK and at maxwrestling.wix.com/ThroneZone. And don't forget, we're not just Game of Thrones fans, so to fill the gap for the next 2 years, if you also like wrestling, be sure to check out the Max Wrestling Podcast tomorrow as we look back on the past week on iTunes, Podomatic, YouTube, and Facebook. For further info on that, go to maxwrestling.wix.com/maxwrestling. We'll be back as soon as we know when Game of Thrones is set to return for its final season. Until then, remember, the internet is dark and full of spoilers. Valar Morghulis.